Liberty Counsel lawyer Roger Ganim says the bill doesn't contain required language outlining all of the changes it would make. None of its 28 sections or subsections are detailed, making it appear different than a previous version voted down in 2012.
By hiding the required language, they were able to repackage this and sell this as something new and simple, when the fact of the matter is it's the same bad ordinance that was rejected before.
The bill added sexual orientation and gender identity as protected categories in housing, hiring, and public accommodations. But despite its explicit exemption for religious institutions and their affiliated nonprofits, Ganim claims the bill doesn't protect the rights of religious people. The case has been assigned to Judge Adrian Saud. He's the son of former City Council President Ginger Saud, an outspoken opponent of the bill. Serena Summerfield, 89.9 WJCT News.